Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lately, I've been hearing a song on the radio, and I don't know the name of it, but I can't get this line out of my head. You and me belong together like cold iced tea and warmer weather. Y'all know this song? Have you heard it too? Well, it reminded me of a sign I saw once at the beach that was so cute I took a picture of it. It said, "We belong together like peanut butter and jelly, biscuits and gravy, chips and salsa, bacon and eggs, pancakes and syrup, french fries and ketchup, salt and pepper." And these are just some of the things that go together. This morning, we are delighted to baptize Sawyer and Trevor. And as we continue our summer sermon series on Holy Communion called Food for the Journey, I thought what better day to explore how baptism and communion go together than today. Although I really want to preface by saying this. This is a very, very brief summary on how they go together. This whole week long, I kept thinking, I really need to do a sermon series on how baptism and communion go together, because there is so much more to say than I can fit into a sermon. So at the beginning of our sermon series, we looked at how in the Lutheran Church, we have two sacraments, Holy Communion and Holy Baptism. We often call the sacraments a means of grace because they are a way that God pours grace upon us and into us. There are three things that are needed to be a sacrament. One, it needs to be connected to God's promise or God's word, which is first and foremost Jesus, the Word made flesh. Second, in order to be a sacrament, it is something that Jesus commanded us to do. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in part of today's gospel lesson, Jesus also said, go, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And third, a sacrament needs a physical element, something we can see, something we can touch. It's bread and wine in communion, it's water in baptism. And so in baptism, God adopts us as God's children. And when we become children of God, we also become brothers and sisters to one another in the family of God, the communion of saints. In baptism, we are given the call to follow Jesus and to let our light shine. And we are joined to the mission of Christ and the mission of the church to give thanks and praise to God and to bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. You see, baptism isn't a one-time event. What begins at the font becomes a way of life. Think about it like this. A wedding is a ceremony in which the couple makes promises to each other and to God. And a marriage is the everyday living out of those promises. Baptism, what we experience on a Sunday morning in worship, is the initiating grace that welcomes us into God's family, into the body of Christ and the mission we share. But baptism as a way of life is the sustaining grace that continues with us our whole life long on the journey of discipleship. Baptism is a way of life. It's the everyday living out the promises that were made in baptism. Promises are made to us by God, when we're little, by our parents, by the local congregation on behalf of the entire church, the universal church, And when we're old enough, we make those promises our own. And we truly begin our own faith journey, our own baptismal journey. Those promises that we make are to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for peace and justice in all the earth. These are the good works that we were created for, that the last verse in Ephesians refers to. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Brothers and sisters, baptism is not a one and done event. It is a way of life. It is the day in and day out living of those promises that I just read. And day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, as we live out these promises, we grow into our baptism. We grow more into these promises, and we grow more and more into Jesus. The verse from Galatians that we read earlier tells us in baptism, God clothes us with Christ. The verb to clothe that is used here is literally the word for putting on a garment. When we are baptized, God puts Jesus on us. Except it doesn't fit. It's too big. It would be like taking one of Neil's shirts and putting it on Sawyer or Trevor. They would have to grow into it. And so it is with Jesus. In baptism, God clothes us with Christ, and it doesn't fit. And so we spend our whole life long growing into Jesus and growing into our baptism. Because we don't stay the same person we were at our baptism, and our relationship with God doesn't stay the same either. Christian life grows out of baptism. And Christian life grows into baptism. We never, ever stop growing. In fact, it's not until we die that our baptismal journey is complete. And so, as our sermon series alludes to, Holy Communion is food for the journey. Holy Communion is food for the journey of discipleship, for the journey of living out our baptismal promises. And let's be honest, it's not always easy to keep these promises, because they're big promises and they're hard promises. The truth is, we need help keeping these promises, and we need help growing into our baptism. And Jesus knew that we would. So he instituted the meal in which he offers his body and blood, his very self. He instituted this meal that nourishes us, that strengthens our faith, that forgives sin, that unites us with the whole church and the whole communion of saints. Remember, communion is not a symbol. It is the body and blood of Christ. And so we come to this table as often as we can because we need it often. We need the presence of Jesus that we receive here. So day in and day out, we can live our baptismal journey. In my brain, this kind of looks like a volley playing catch. It goes from baptism to communion to be sent out into the world. And then we come back to baptism and communion, and we're sent back out into the world. Baptism, communion, and we're sent back out into the world. And it continues that way our whole life long. We come to the font every Sunday after living out the week to get our bearings, to reorient ourselves to who we truly are and whose we truly are. We come back to the font to reorient ourselves to that baptismal way of life that we are called to live. And then we come to the table at Christ's invitation to receive his presence in the bread and wine, which comforts us, forgives us, and pours God's love and grace into us. And this meal that transforms us into the body of Christ, so that when we are sent out, we can be the body of Christ in the world, living out those baptismal promises. Sisters and brothers, in these waters, God names us and claims us as God's very own. And God calls us to a baptismal way of life. And each week we come to these waters to be reminded of that. What begins at the font leads us to the table, where Jesus feeds us with his body so that we can be his body in the world. This food for the journey empowers us daily to live out the baptismal promises, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the news, good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Beloved of God, this Sunday and every Sunday, come to the font that leads us to receive food for the journey so that we can be sent out to grow more deeply into our baptism and more fully into Christ. May it be so, to the glory of God. Amen.